Hello, 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 hello. Today is Monday the 15th, and I'm going to do the week ahead forecast. And holy heck, it's thunder and lightning time because it's time for the Jupiter Uranus conjunction that only happens every 14 years. And I've already done a video on it, kind of looking at the history and such like. But it's also time for me to really work on my slides for the Gemini Venus Star Point presentation that I'm going to be doing on May the 1st. You can find the details of that in the description. It's on May the 1st, will be recorded. Recordings will be available for everybody who has registered for the webinar. And slides will be downloadable. So, and excuse my lips looking all red. I had dental surgery on Thursday, quite major dental surgery. So I'm still recovering. Luckily, the swelling seems to be going down and things. So anyway, I pulled three royal cards for the week ahead. So that means it's quite a big week, as we know. So I'm just going to go through the cards pretty quickly. We've had this card before. We've had the King of Pentacles. This is something I've been talking about on my Substack blog all week. This is I am focused on achieving my dreams, and I know that with hard work and persistence, I can make anything happen. I'm going to drop the hard. I'm going to say with work and persistence. Why do we have to make everything hard? But this is just means focused, kind of intent and creating our dreams. This is what this card speaks to me of. This is the Tree Devia deck, by the way, again. A reminder that you can buy this deck with the link below in the description and get a discount with my code or link. But anyway, the Pentacles is earth. This is creation. This is making things. This is manifestation. And this is a time where we are assimilating the energy of the eclipses and finding out who we are near right now and what we want. And so this is knowing that if we keep going with determination and persistence, we will achieve what we want, our dreams. So, other cards for the week ahead, we have the Queen of Wands, and she, bear with me, the Queen of Wands is actually reversed. And this says you currently enjoy living a private life. You're confident, stable, and self-satisfied. You're aware that all your resources are already within you. There's no need to prove yourself to others or to justify your actions. Balance, calmness, and manifestation are what describe your current life. You're bringing your attention inwards and have a strong sense of self. So your affirmation is, I am stable, confident, and independent. Oh, that resonates for me really well today. After receiving extreme judgment about me, my blogging, and my work, I realized that actually I'm quite happy and confident in who I am. But this is your message for the week too. We're getting that. Oh, and the last one is not actually a royal card. So let's look at which one this one is. Oh, they're all lovely cards. This is where we're at and coming inwards as Mercury finishes its retrograde or heads towards the end of it. Although you should feel proud of yourself, did I show you the Queen of Wands reverse? There she is. And now we get the Nine of Cups reversed. Although you should feel proud of yourself, as there are very many reasons for it, be careful that it doesn't turn into arrogance and selfishness. Abundance multiplies when it's shared with others. Goods are just one segment of success. And keep in mind that vanity is a flaw. That speaks to Eris. Don't cling to things too much because then you might lose them. The affirmation is, I cherish my inner abundance as well as material wealth and prosperity. So all of this speaks really to the aspects for the week. So let's dive in to the astrology, and we're starting with a big day. I've written about it already on my Substack, and I'm going to try and get through these pretty quickly. So I'm going to invite you to read the Substack, also link in the description for full things on today, because I didn't get this done yesterday. But Mercury reaching Chiron, it's actually just past the exact conjunction, but this is a three time conjunction. There was March the 20th, and we're going to get another one on May the 6th. This is the middle one, this is on the degree of the eclipse. So this is really reflecting on all those things, on who you now are, being grateful for what you have, kind of having a conversation with the old you and how you are healing your wounds and how you are going to savor who you are becoming if you're doing the work and all that kind of stuff. So that's one of the big aspects for today. We also have the first quarter moon. So we've had the eclipse on the 8th. Now the moon has gone a whole quarter way around, and this is a crossroads in action. We're building on that eclipse energy. But we're heading into that Jupiter Uranus conjunction. So we're probably not ready to jump out of the gate yet because this is a big, big shift, a big change in perceptions, a big change in reality. We are feeling reborn. But this first quarter moon is saying it's time to look at who we are now, Aries, who we are, how we are. Doing our inner work first to then take it out into the world. Okay. We've been missing a lot of the real deep inner work, I think, or many of us have. We've kind of been following other people's directions, doing other people's rules. I talk about doing the inner work and the self-care and putting your oxygen mask on first all the time. So again, I wrote about it in the blog today. But other things we have happening today are that this Cancer moon is going to trine Neptune this evening, which is making it another big emotional day, but also one where we can help to flip our perceptions and tune into spirit as well as matter and feel more whole. As we move into this rebirth period. So I think I'm actually going to move on and talk about Tuesday, as I've already written my blog for today. So the moon moves into Leo, which is a whole different kind of lighter kind of energy, but the moon will face off to Pluto. So we're looking at this deep transformative process that we're going through. Another bigger aspect we have in the morning is that Mars is going to conjunct Nessus, revealer of patterns of abuse and things, and where, within yourself and within others, memories may come up where you've abused, been caused harm or trauma. And feel shame around that because Chiron can be shame as well. I've recognized, things I've done in the past that have caused harm to others. And then, as Maya Angelou says, when we know better, we can do better. It's awareness, but it's also about where you've been harmed as well. Mars in Pisces, but it's about being determined to come from a place of love for in future, moving forward in this radical change, but realizing that we are still going to make mistakes. So, it's about forgiveness as well in Pisces. So that conjunction with Nessus may bring up some more of those things to be thinking about while Mercury is still retrograde as we move into this new perception of ourselves and perception of the world. Hecate is also stationing direct early tomorrow morning at the crossroads, yet another crossroads at 23 degrees, which is the most human of numbers, as I've talked about over and over again. And it's about tuning into that heart. It's really building on what we worked on through the Leo Venus star point that began last August the 13th. And kind of putting on your crown of joy and fun and play and self-care and finding that divine inner child. There's so much of that energy going on. Into tomorrow as well, Mercury still retrograde will square Ceres, reflecting on how we can meet our own unmet needs instead of expecting the world or others to meet our unmet needs. But also, conversely, because Mercury is this shapeshifter of thinking we can't save others unless they are also choosing to save themselves. They have to be willing to save themselves. There's a lot of this savior energy out there, and I've realized it can't. We can't just, save the world unless we put our oxygen masks on first. Then we can support others in their own healing. Mars to join into that after that conjunction with Nessus, also sextiles Ceres. So really, Ceres in Capricorn is about saying build structures that fill your unmet needs so that you are more whole and able to help others in a holistic way. Moving on to Wednesday, the 17th. I'm not going to talk about the moon. Well, I'll talk about that on my daily blogs, but Venus, we have Venus action on Wednesday. Venus in Aries is passionate creation. She goes after what she desires, what she wants. And now Venus really kicks into gear after the eclipse as she comes up and conjuncts that North Node, because it was a North Node eclipse, right? And she is saying, I'm really kind of discovering this new person I am, who I now be, and what more aligned actions I want to take after this transformation. And Venus is saying now it's time to start creating it. But I will mention that Venus is about to finish and disappear from our view behind the sun towards that Gemini star point, which has a whole different vibe. But she's now kind of saying, I've kind of reached the end of that journey of rebirth that began last August. And now it's time to kind of really push for that creation of what I've been birthing since then. All right, so I will move on. That's the only major aspect on the 17th. On the 18th, on Thursday, Venus will sextile Carriclo. Carriclo, the grace spinner, is holding space for us to weave this new story based on the wisdom of the past, the present, and the future. What we want to, what we've, what we're, who we were, who we are now, and who we are becoming. And now Venus also meets Mercury on that retrograde, building on what we've been reflecting on and on what we want to write as our new story going forward. And then this, and then on the 19th, sorry, on the 18th, that's the 18th. Oh, sorry about that. I think that's the only major aspects on the 18th. Oh, am I on to the 19th already? Oh, there was no major aspects on the 18th. That's why I've kind of gone on to Friday, because some of these were early in the day. So Venus sextiles Chariclo very early on April the 19th, then meets Chiron on her own, meets Mercury on Venus Day. So this is really kind of a step into what are we creating, because this is the day before the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, where everything kind of bursts open and new beginnings start coming in like lightning and thunder, and like the storm is coming, or stormy's coming, shall we say. Oh, Trump's trial starts today. And anyway, I think all of this is bodes well for some of that, but let's see. And so also on the 19th, as we start this real creation, the moon is now waxing towards the full moon, so we're really in the creation phase. The sun enters Venus home, Taurus, which is about making things manifest, making things real, and getting very rooted in what you desire. And Venus meets Mercury. So can you see how these things are working together? So we've been writing the story that we want to create. I've suggested it over and over again that you write this detailed picture of your ideal life, of what you want to create, leaving space for your universe to open up other possibilities, of course, but also showing gratitude for what you really value. That's very Taurus as well. And now everything's kind of going. It's time to push, time to open up, okay, from this major time of change. And Mars will sextile Jupiter and Uranus, giving us a push to being more of that peaceful spiritual warrior and coming from love, and kind of leaving behind kind of the patterns of trauma that have been stuck within us for such a long time. This time is kind of amazing to me, to be quite honest. I keep telling you that. Then on to the 20th. Okay, but this will happen on the 21st for some people. Late on the 20th, we have the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Once every 14 years, there will be new discoveries, new explosions of renaissance, of art, of music. It's in Venus's sign, of new rootedness in different values, strong, like, core values, really like going, what really matters to me now? This is going to be quite amazing. And I think it could lead to discoveries around clean energy and so on and so forth. It's quite an astounding conjunction. And I love that it's happening as the sun has also moved into Taurus, and where Venus, this is in her home, is about to conjunct Chiron as well. Kind of, let go of some of that shame, and but recognize it, learn from it, move on, heal your wounds as best you can at this point. There will be other opportunities, but not quite like this one. And start building the future you want, but get clear on what that future looks like. Okay, so quite an astounding week. So I hope you will finish kind of writing what you are creating, or setting huge intentions, or writing a letter to yourself now from your future self as if it's already happened. There's many ways to do this in this powerful time. April the 21st is more Venus. So here we are on Sunday. Venus comes up. She's conjunct Chiron late on the 20th, early on the 21st, depending where you are. But she's also at this, before that, she squares Ceres. This is about kind of reuniting that kind of desires and needs. Okay, this is really about starting something new. And Venus meets Chiron exactly that day, that morning, sorry. And then also on the 21st, the Sun in Venus home, remember, got a real Venusian week. And by the way, we are heading towards this Venus in Gemini star point. One of the things I'll be talking about in that webinar is how Venus is the sole ruler of Gemini and why the Gemini star point is important. But the Sun has moved into Taurus, Venus sign, leading Venus way into Taurus. She's going to be behind the Sun for the whole time she's in Taurus in her own sign. And I'll talk about what that means later as well. But the Sun squares Pluto. So this is our soul's desires. And in Aquarius, we are in a collective soul desire. From what I'm witnessing and seeing in the world and what's happening within me and my clients to unite the opposites in this Aquarian quantum kind of energy, all the opposites, you know, spirit and matter, science and intuition and the humanities, all of these opposites are being asked to come together and work together and not have one, not value, which is very Taurus, one over the other. So I do think this square to Pluto by the Sun in Taurus is going to have us reflecting on how we've changed in that direction and how we are still transforming. Okay. All right. So lastly, I'm going to move into early Monday. I think that's all the major aspects. On Sunday, the 21st, and on early Monday, we actually have no major aspects. So, overall, this is really a week of kind of starting to wake up and have this real, like, Aquarian awakening. There's, oh God, excuse my lips. It seems my, the dental surgeries, it's been interesting. But anyway, the pain's easing now and it's all healing. But we're really being asked to kind of wake up to this new reality and look at possibilities and what we can create. And to, you know, yes, look at the past and maybe have a conversation with who we were. And kind of say, okay, I'm learning, I understand. When I know better, I can do better. As Maya Angelou says, one of my major inspirations in life. So I will leave this with you, but please don't forget to subscribe to my channel and give me a thumbs up. And if you don't like the work I put out there, you can unsubscribe and unfollow. You don't have to announce your exit and flounce out like you're leaving an airport. I don't resonate for everybody. Everybody else doesn't resonate for me. You know, I pick the people I resonate with to follow, and sometimes we lose that connection. They're allowed to change and grow. I'm allowed to change and grow. Love each other, but see each other as humans. Much love.